This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hi, you know, I love this whole kind of cloak and dagger, you know, 007 spy stuff. Apparently, there is a leaked document. Is it really leaked? Really? I'm just at this point in my 20-some years of, you know, being around, that I just think a lot of things are kind of planned and, you know, kind of structured and choreographed. I mean, apparently there's this document that was leaked, right, revealing CDC and FEMA's plans for reopening the country. Okay, it's leaked. You guys have no idea what a leak is. A leak is wearing white jeans in the 1980s, yeah, and then having your period and the maxi pad bunched up to one side. That's a leak, okay? This is not a leak. This is basically proof that the government has a priority to reopen the country. It's a stepwise plan where beginning May 1st, there's supposed to be this national campaign to, you know, kind of get everybody on board. And then a slow transition of reopening the schools, reopening the churches. I'd like to see the national parks reopened. Okay. Regular parks, outside. Kids can go outside. The dog, you know, won't go pee-pee house anymore. Let's get outside into the park. Summer camps. And then a staged reopening depending on which states have low cases. And, I'm not that much against that, because I think it's going to be like a, getting into the pool. You know how, you know, if the water's cold, if you just sit there and you put one toe in and then you put another toe in, summer's over by the time you get into the pool. But if you just kind of go, okay, you know, we're going to jump in, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, you know what, this wasn't that bad. So I'm more of that sort of plan as long as we have a few things in place. Hospitals have beds, and it looks like the majority of, you know, states, maybe not New York, but the majority of states have hospital beds available. Have ICU beds available. Have staff that isn't sick. If we have means to test, right, for those who need to get tested, the tests are accurate. The tests are being done accurately. If we have a medication regimen that we think could work, now it might take a while, but, you know, if, you know, we have some things in our coffer that we could use, right, I'm for that. But I think we are at the point where we need to start looking at reopening. Now, in terms of schools, I don't know if I'm a big fan of opening up the schools like second week of May, third week of May, because school, you know, it's already over. I mean, I think my kids have finals May 10th. So at that point, I don't know, do you guys want the kids to go back to school? Okay, wait. I heard a hell yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, can I hear an amen? I understand you guys want the kids out of the house. Oh, my gosh. I love my sons. But, one, there's no food. I mean, two, I don't think I've seen them in a shirt more than twice this whole month. I don't even think they own clothes anymore. I think they just leave them on the ground. I think the cat pees them up, and they literally have no clothes. So I would really like to see my kids wearing a shirt. I'd like to see them brush their teeth. maybe wear some deodorant. So I think I do want to see some normalcy. Personally, I think at this point, having them go back to school doesn't make sense. I think a lot of kids are you know, they're behind. I think you really haven't had a lot of one-on-one, you know, remediation for students that might be falling off the curve. You really haven't had a lot of instruction. So I think this year's kaput. At this point, school is out, except medical students, dental students, nursing students, let them, for the love of God, let them get back. I mean, they want to help. You have students, you have medical students out there going, please let me help. I mean, they have devoted their lives, they've devoted their whole academic careers, and they are grounded because schools are worried about, who knows, you know, liability or them getting sick or whatever. And I mean, the, you know, the students want to help and they want to learn. You can't get those 3 months back if they're off for that long. So you need to allow them to, you know, at least start to, again, you know, get out there, again, with personal protective equipment, et cetera. Now, we have, the problem we have in terms of reopening is we do need leadership from the national level. And the reason why is you have a huge array of plans and attitudes towards reopening depending on the governor. So you have Governor Abbott, who's like, you know, he's ready to reopen. Then you have Governor Newsom, who basically said in a press conference yesterday that no plans to open until we have a vaccine. So Californians are like really freaking out. I was on KABC yesterday with John Phillips and Randy Wang, and people were shocked. They thought that Governor Newsom was going to talk about reopening the country. He had 6 steps, but he made it sound like it wasn't going to happen anytime soon. And that certain businesses wouldn't be able to reopen unless they could, you know, ensure social distancing. Well, kids can't stay away from each other for 6 to 12 feet. Okay, I mean, kids need to play. They need to square dance. They need to pass the, you know, pass the dodgeball. They need to, it's kickball. Kickball's where you kick the ball. Dodgeball's where you gotta throw it at each other and knock them down. I mean, they need to finger paint. They need a hug from their teacher. You're not gonna be able to social distance in a school. The classroom sizes aren't big enough. You're not gonna be able to social distance at a salon. You know, somebody needs to cut my hair or dye my hair. Yes, my hair's dyed. I'm not a natural blonde. They gotta be right there in my hair. I mean, you know, when you do a pap smear, it's really hard to do a pap smear with a 6 foot speculum. You gotta be in there. And my fingers are not long enough to do a prostate exam 6 feet away. And the 6 feet, rule is now moot, if that's the word I'm supposed to use. I hate that word. Moot. Because they say the virus can spread 13 feet. It can spread longer. So I think we're at the point now where if we could start getting a hold of people and getting a hold of the, you know, more, you know, severe areas and have a means where we could quarantine people who are sick or high risk and allow them to get treatment, I think we could start allowing a lot of the healthier parts of the country or the healthier communities slowly start getting back. We're going to be talking about suicide hotlines and how they have exploded in terms of people calling. We're going to talk about prisons. Why are we letting prisoners out? Apparently one got out because of coronavirus and killed somebody. We're really letting prisoners out for this? And then, you know, to have students go back on, you know, finals week makes no sense. So I love the fact that the government's starting to work on this.
Hello.
But
I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I saved plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, the back and forth that we're going to see now in terms of reopening the country is obviously going to be the next big headline. I think everybody's kind of all doctored out. I think they're tired of hearing about, you know, morbidity and mortality and what this virus is doing. I think people are starting to move on. Meanwhile, you know, you still have people in the hospitals. We still have pretty significant, you know, morbidity rates. So we have, you know, 2 million worldwide cases, 129,000 worldwide deaths, about 500,000 have recovered already. And when you look at the USA numbers, we're at 618,000 total cases of those tested, 26,000 deaths. 26,000 deaths, still nowhere near the 100,000 to 200,000, but still, you know, frightening nonetheless. And, you know, New York's still grappling with the majority of them, 203,000 cases, 10,800 deaths. Again, we're not really seeing breakdowns of the deaths. That's not, that might not be something we'll ever get. You know, if we're going to, you know, coronavirus cause, how many of them were never tested for coronavirus and just assumed to be coronavirus caused? And look, I'm not criticizing that method. I mean, if you don't have the test and you're a doctor or a nurse and you're taking care of a patient, and, you know, you have to sign a death certificate and move on to the next patient, you know, and you can only do what you can. If it looks like a lung disease that was caused by coronavirus and, you know, that's the best information you have, you put it down. But, you know, those aren't the numbers that I'm questioning. The numbers I'm questioning are the non-respiratory related deaths, or the respiratory related deaths that might have been strep pneumonia. I mean, how many thousands of cases of pneumonia do we get a year? I mean, are all of those included in that tally? If New York sees about, you know, 8,000 deaths a month, and they've had 10,000 people since this has started, you know, do we have those other numbers too? So, you know, I had a patient that called in with chest pain yesterday. I've been working, you know, since day one, but not as rigorously as those in the hospitals. I've been doing telemedicine, so it's a piece of cake compared to what everybody else is doing. But still, I've seen patients every day. Again, somebody called in with chest pain. And I said, look, you got to get this checked. You need to get an EKG. And they go, well, you know, it's going to my shoulder, or I'm nauseated, you know, and I go, you have to go. And again, they're like, well, nobody will take me. Like, what are you talking about, nobody will take you? They said, yeah, because of coronavirus. The doctor's offices will only take coronavirus. Now, that's not true, okay? There are other illnesses besides coronavirus. If you're having chest pain, if you're having trouble breathing, whether it's coronavirus or not, you have got to get yourself checked out. So, luckily, I convinced them to go to the hospital, but if there are people that are not going to the hospital for their chest pain, if they're not, you know, getting their medical care, you know, taking care of, where are the numbers of people dying at home of a heart attack? Where are the numbers of people dying at home from asthma exacerbations? So, the problem is we're only getting one sliver of the story. And we need support. We need support from our constituents, depending on whatever city or state you live in, to reopen. And if somebody hears, well, New York still has 10,000 deaths, I don't want to reopen, people say. But if they're like, that, you don't understand, that's, you know, including a lot of the deaths that would have already happened. Now that starts putting things into perspective. New Jersey has about 68,000 cases, 2,800 deaths. Massachusetts, 28,000 cases, 957 deaths. Michigan, 27,000 cases, 1,700 deaths. Pennsylvania, 26,000 cases, 696 deaths. So that rounds out the top five. Again, not much change there. You know, California's coming in and starting to increase, you know, some of their cases with 25,000 cases, 789 deaths. And so Governor Newsom kind of dropped the bombshell yesterday at a news conference where he began listing, you know, the six means to get back to work, very similar to what, you know, the U.S. government had suggested in terms of, let's make sure we have hospital beds, let's make sure we can, you know, treat, let's make sure we could isolate, you know, those, let's, you know, make sure we could keep social distancing and, you know, but then he kind of at the end, from what I understand, brought up that, you know, they would need a vaccine. Now, you know, I don't know how optimistic we are on getting the vaccine. I'm still thinking we're going to have one by the end of the summer. All right, because it sounds like we have enough companies working on it. However, why don't we have a vaccine? Why did we not have a vaccine for the first SARS? Does anybody know what happened there? Well, from what I understand, what happened with the first SARS was they got close. They got really, really close. And then when they used it on animals, when they did the animal trials failed because it caused an inflammatory immune response in their lungs. Then they started to make a little bit more headway, but SARS was over. The outbreak was done by July, officially. Last case was end of May. They officially called it in July of 2003. So then pharmaceutical companies didn't have a lot of incentive to keep going. So nobody continued. Now, with that time frame, they would still be a little bit behind with us. I mean, they knew their disease started in November, whereas, you know, with us, we didn't really hear about it till end of December. So, you know, we are a couple months, you know, they had a couple months head start. But they got close, but they never really officially got, you know, a vaccine. And we're being told back and forth, well, you know, this isn't really like flu, and it's not like, you know, the other coronaviruses, like cold. So we can come up with a vaccine, even though you can't really come up with a vaccine for the common cold. And you know, yearly flu vaccines still have to be changed out each year. So, you know, is this going to be a one-time injection, a one-time jab, or is it going to be something that you need to have yearly? You know, are they, you know, optimistic, you know, getting this protein and figuring out how to, you know, address the protein? Then we're being told that another strain came up in India, another vaccine, and that, or another strain of the virus came up in India, so that could kind of skew and, you know, muddy up, you know, efforts to, you know, make a vaccine if now you have a new strain. So, you know, if some states are waiting for a vaccine to reopen, that might not happen. So, you know, let's put ourselves in the governor's shoes, all right, and whichever governor you have, okay? You have a choice between people living and getting back to normal or people dying of a disease. Now, if I was governor, and this is why I don't run for politics. This is why I'm not in politics. If I was governor, I would want, in California, let's say, all 789 death certificates and medical records. And I would have a team of doctors look at them. And mind you, no blame is being put on any medical professionals. The medical professionals that have been doing their job on the front lines have been absolutely fantastic. But we do need a Monday morning quarterback. We do. And we do need somebody looking at what had happened during the thick of things, taking a step back when things are calmer, going, okay, who died? Why did they die? Let me see their CT. Let me see their lab values. Then, of those 789 deaths in California, let's say 500 of them were tested positive for coronavirus. Okay? Again, was it a coronavirus-related lung-related death? Or did somebody have a cough? Did they have, you know, fever, and then they ended up having a heart attack? Or did somebody have a heart attack? They went in, and they got a test for coronavirus. We need to know the coronavirus patients. Then the other 289 that weren't tested. Okay, why weren't they tested? What happened? Did they still have CT evidence of coronavirus, you know, consuming the lungs? Were they tested for bacterial pneumonia? Were they tested for something else? And so I would, in that, we're only talking 789 medical records. In Florida, we're talking 591 deaths. Yes, that's a lot, but that's not a lot of medical records to comb through in a day or two. Arizona has 142 deaths. Okay, that is doable in a couple days to look through. I could do it in one afternoon. Texas had 350 deaths. Get the medical records. Everything you have, and I understand there's privacy issues, I get that, but look at those medical records and decide, you know, based on that, how deadly this was. And you could have epidemiologists there, economists, I don't care. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Expected to fall because of the pandemic, retail sales are down more than analysts expected. Retail sales in March were down 8.7%. That down from February's revised 0.4% drop. It's the biggest decline on record and a sign that the coronavirus is hurting the economy even more than anticipated. Analysts had forecast a 6.5% decline. Stocks have been sent tumbling in early trading on Wall Street at that report from the Commerce Department. Bank of America, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs all reporting more than 45% losses in the first quarter of the year. Senator Elizabeth Warren is formally endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden for president. In an email to backers, Warren noted Biden's decades of public service. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before I begin, I do not want to criticize any governor. All right, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, or whatever. This has probably been one of the most trying times. And, you know, you did what you had to for public safety. You were scared. You know, we all were scared. People were looking, you know, to you for leadership. And I know, you know, politics, came into play very, very early on with this. But I just want to commend every governor involved, you know, on, you know, dealing with a poop storm. This was an absolute poop storm. Okay, however, now we've all had a chance to take a deep breath. Okay, we've all had a chance to kind of assess the situation. And if I was governor, this is what I would do. Not that I'm running for governor. Lord have mercy. I could not do politics. I don't like it when people don't like me. I need people to like me. I couldn't have people going, oh my gosh. Then Dr. Dahlia is, yeah, I would probably as governor have you call me Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, I just, you know, cause, yeah. I don't like criticism. I just don't like criticism. You know, which is why I really don't ask for your opinion on my show. Cause, you know, I don't really need to hear it. So, you know, I'm a doctor. And I only have a small piece in this. Cause I'm a doctor. To reopen the country, this shouldn't be up to the doctors. We talked about this yesterday. This needs to be up to a whole slew of people. You need doctors at the table. You need nurses at the table. You need teachers at the table. You really need the teachers at the table. You need the dentist at the table. Okay? You need the suicide hotline crisis counselors at the table. You need mental health workers. You need cops at the table. You need people running, the jails at the table. And so when you have a bunch of people at this table, it's going to be a big table, and I understand it's going to violate the social distancing rules because you can't have more than 10 people on. Okay, then fine, use Zoom. I don't care. You need to, I guess, make this decision on reopening the country very calculated with as much information as possible. If I was governor, I would not, for the love of the Lord, be releasing prisoners, dangerous prisoners out there. I mean, you had marijuana in your car, who cares? But honestly, you know, anybody that was a pedophile, anybody that raped, anybody that killed, anybody this is not the time that our police force needs to be taxed. So if I was governor and I had a jail in my state, and the majority of us do, I would say, ixnay on the letting prisoners out. Okay, that's just absolutely stupid. All right, I don't even understand. And I get, well, you know, the prisoners have health issues, and, you know, anybody vulnerable, then have them stay in their cell. There's a lot of places within a jail where you can quarantine or you could sequester those at high risk. If not, then, you know, we need to then probably repurpose other institutions that could be then used as another sort of facility. You don't just let them out. I mean, I've been to 12 schools. Half of them could have easily acted as a jail. There was not one window. You couldn't get to the door. I remember the doors being locked sometimes. So, trust me, you have other options, okay? Next, what I would do, if you could figure out how to do this HIPAA-compliantly, is, and we talked about this in the previous segment, is what we need to do is take a look at the number of deaths that happened in your state. Okay, so I live in Nevada. So in Nevada, we have had, and I apologize, I'm trying to pull this up right now. I think we've had 100, You know, every time I look this up, Nevada's gone. We've had 130 deaths in Nevada. 130. We aren't the most populous state, but 130 is still too many for my taste. So if I was governor, I would say, all right, let's get HIPAA releases from the family, and I would like to see, or just take the names off. Take the names and the gender. And by the way, if you guys ever do that with my medical records, please take off the weight, okay? I really don't need you guys seeing the weight, you know? Or my gynecological history. Please take that off also. All right, but I give you guys full permission to look at my medical records then, okay? Take off the name. Take off any identifying, you know, information. And then take a look at the 130 deaths that happened in our city or in our state. Find out how many of those 130 were tested positive for coronavirus. Not all of them were. Let's say 100 of them were. Okay, 100 of them tested positive for coronavirus. Of those 100 that tested positive for coronavirus, did the lungs have the look of the SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome? Were they coronavirus cases where the heart started to fail or the one into multi-organ failure? How many of those 100? Now, let's say 30 of those 130 never got a test. There wasn't enough tests, which, as governor, I'd like to know why the hell not. Okay, I mean, honestly, you know, we couldn't have had 130 tests, but let's say of those 30, all right, you know, 30 didn't get a test, why not? And then, did they look like they had SARS also? You know, or was it assumed, you know, that the doctor said, look, you know, according to the CDC, if, you know, there's a probable, you know, reason for it, you know, it being coronavirus, we could call coronavirus, you know, down on the death certificate. Now, the reason why I say this is Monday morning quarterbacks are so needed right now. Because, you know, the doctors and the nurses and the nurse practitioners and PAs and everybody in the thick of everything right now, they, you know, they might have had to call it and then move on to the next patient. So now we have data. In Nevada, we have 130 deaths. And again, it's very tragic. But let's look at the medical records. And let's figure out how many of them were true coronavirus. 130 medical charts is not a lot to look at. I could do that in one afternoon, people. And you know, you can make a spreadsheet. I'm not that good at Excel, but you can make an easy spreadsheet. Why don't we get 10 scientists? It could be done in an hour. And let's look at exactly see what it was and then give everybody that data. You know, how many of those who died were over 60? How many of those who died were over 50? I know they are starting to give us that data. And then from there, you can make a better idea and a better judgment on whether we still need to be freaked out, whether we still need to be closed down. It was a teenager that just, you know, walked to a Walmart. I mean, you know, this is the data we need, and it's really not that hard. New York, yeah, they got, you know, what? New York has 10,000 deaths. That's going to take a little longer than a couple hours. But California has 789 deaths. All right? And again, we're not talking cases so much. All right? Now, mind you, we also have the serious cases. We have the ones that needed to be in the ICU. All right. Well, those could be analyzed as well. But if I was governor, I would be demanding, and I don't know exactly where I would demand it from. Probably I would be demanding because, again, everybody's been really, really cool and busting their butts. But I would be demanding to have the medical records immediately reviewed and scoured through and some hardline facts on how deadly this was. The big problem we're having right now in America is there is no trust. Nobody believes that the government is telling us exactly what's going on. And the problem is when we're not being told what we need to hear and we think we're only being fed BS, now you start to have the conspiracy theories. Now you start to have people going, wait a second, this might not be that deadly. And mind you, this is a deadly virus. As a doctor, I will tell you, this is a deadly virus. This is. But is it deadlier than flu? I mean, do we need to close down every single winter if we don't come up with a vaccine? I mean, do we, you know, like Governor Newsom, not plan on reopening? I get asked, where's the vaccine from the first coronavirus infection? The 2002-2003 coronavirus vaccine never really made it to human trials, from what I understand, because they got close, started to cause some immune responses in animals, and then by the time they started to move closer, outbreak was done. So we don't have a vaccine. I'm not saying it's not doable. It can be doable, but we just haven't, you know, we just don't have that from, it just stopped. When you don't have pharmaceutical companies that are going to make money from a vaccine because the epidemic is over, you're not really going to have people make a vaccine. The other thing I would demand as governor is somebody going into that lab in Wuhan, China, and getting every piece of data that they had. I told you guys this months ago. If it did come from a lab, and everybody's saying it is now, all right, then can we get that data? And by the way, I would also want to know what else got leaked from that lab. Okay, I sincerely doubt only one virus got leaked. I wouldn't be surprised if a whole crap load of stuff. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So iPhone, there's a new one that's about $399, which is, I guess, supposed to be a steal. These iPhones are ridiculously high, but I love my iPhone. Apparently, Apple announces the new $399 iPhone SE for 2020. Looks like an iPhone 8, but it has some modern specs. Say, Apple has officially announced their new iPhone SE. It's a lower-cost iPhone. It has 64 gigabytes storage, same basic shape and look as the iPhone 8. So it has a 4.7-inch screen. What is a bezel? It says large bezels on the top and bottom. Not sure what that is. And a home button with touch ID. It's a design that has stayed consistent since the iPhone 6. So basically, iPhone SE is a fifth generation of that same look. I don't know where they get fifth generation from an iPhone 6 to iPhone 8, but that's okay. So it is available by pre-order this Friday, April 17th, and will ship April 24th. There will be a 128-gigabyte model offered for $449 and a 256-gigabyte model for $549. Like other iPhones, it'll come with a year of Apple TV+. You can get it black, white, or red. So, this, you know, new iPhone, people are thinking, what the heck are they doing launching an iPhone now? I think they're going to sell. I think you have people so bored, and they have just nothing to do but to be on their phones and their computer. And you know what I started doing? I started watching Game of Thrones again. there's plenty of stuff to do. I am so busy. You have no idea. I am so busy between telemedicine and the media. But when I'm home, I get bored. And one of my sons is starting to watch Game of Thrones. We hadn't let him watch Game of Thrones earlier, you know, because there's a lot of nude scenes and, you know, sex. There's a lot of, I mean, oh my gosh. I just saw the first episode of the whole entire series. And there were probably five different sex scenes in like an hour. It's crazy. But now that my son is older, you know, he's starting to watch it. Loves it, of course. So, you know, I decided to, all right, well, you know, I'll start watching also. And we get bored. So they say this iPhone SE is essentially an iPhone 8 with a better camera and processor and a lower price tag. It is an old design, has Apple's A13 Bionic chip, not that I know the difference, and that's the same available in the latest iPhone 11. There's an iPhone 11? So that's why there's fifth generation. There's an iPhone 11 out there. I don't know what my iPhone is. I really don't. So it should have a longer lifespan than the iPhone 8. And there's a plus-size version. I don't like buying plus sizes. Sometimes I need to. And, I don't know. I think maybe this is smart. You know, U.S. retail sales, we got a report out saying that things plunged about 8.7%. There's also concern that JCPenney may be going under, maybe filing bankruptcy. JCPenney's, Sears, remember Ward's? And May Company, I remember in Fairfax there was like May Company. You know, these big, huge Kmart, these big department stores have definitely struggled. You know, once Walmart came to be and Target came to be and then online shopping, we're being told that JCPenney, their shares hit an all-time low, and they are close to filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Reuters reported late Tuesday that JCPenney decided to shutter all of its 850 department stores, furloughed 95,000 employees, and they pushed a retailer to Chapter 11 filing. And they have $4 billion in outstanding debts. JCPenney officials are not immediately available to comment. And earlier this week, I guess Moody Investors Service cut the Plano, Texas group's credit rating down. So their credit rating's down. Their liquidity is, you know, obviously at, you know, in jeopardy, and their shares, I guess, dropped 32.8%. So JCPenney, to me, is kind of a big barometer of how these clothing, you know, big stores do. JCPenney would sell a lot of stuff. JCPenney used to sell, I think, you know, very similarly to Sears. And so seeing JCPenney have issues starts to kind of be the fall of the, you know, older sort of, you know, too big to fail in terms of being, you know, monster, department stores and you know, things that had a huge, you know, foothold in the market. Now, their forecast isn't that good. Best Buy, we're being told, is going to have to furlough, I think, 51,000 employees starting April 19th. They're going to still have benefits. But Best Buy did see an initial increase in demand. Apparently, people bought freezers. They bought computer monitors and other things, you know, while they were going to stay at home. But now, things are just slow. These are very, very slow. And so furloughing 51,000 employees, that's like the size of a city, company said Wednesday. It's going to affect all of its part-time store employees. Some of its full-time store employees are going to try to keep 82% of their full-time employees to still work in stores. See, I didn't know that Best Buy was because not all states have essential lockdowns yet, or non-essential lockdowns yet. Okay, so that's probably what's going on. Geek Squad employees will continue to get paid. Any of the employees that work out in the field will still be there. Best Buy shares were down 7%. They have a market value of $16.8 billion, down 25%. And, you know, Best Buy had to adapt. They've been doing, curbside pickup at the stores. They've had to compete with online. They've had to compete with Amazon. But they're still trying to do tuition reimbursements, health benefits. They want to plan on doing that for at least 3 months. So they did have a sales surge, you know. But, once we see these companies go down, I don't see the pickup happening that quickly. You know, I mean, maybe Apple's going to be able to sell this cheaper iPhone. But, you know, as people are struggling to get back to work, you know, I mean, if they already have a laptop, if they already have a computer, I don't know how much they're going to buy another one. Now, I bought a new laptop before all this happened because I do telemedicine. And I was like, look, if one of my laptop fails, I need to be able to log on to another laptop. And I did. I bought a second laptop. Oh, it was expensive. It was like $1,100 and then warranty. And oh, my gosh, these laptops are ridiculous. But I'm like, look, this is my job now. If I don't have to pay for overhead, if I don't have to, you know. So the computer business might see an uptick as people are going to be working from home. And so if businesses are going to shutter a lot of their offices and cubicles and not have to pay for rent, they might pay for people to have office equipment. You know, a lot of institutions, a lot of universities, you know, allow people to have computers to take home and laptops and things like that. And so, you know, you might see a little bit of uptick in, computer, but does Best Buy need to have a big anchor store? Probably not. You know, do they have to, you know, pay for all that square footage? So, U.S. retail, they said, plunged 8.7%. Now, why not more? Well, because, you know, you still have people out there. You still have essential workers. I still bought some clothes. I mean, I'm on air. I didn't have a lot of money. I didn't buy the most expensive clothes, but I bought a couple inexpensive tops to wear because I'm still on air. I bought some makeup. So there is still retail. Grocery store sales surged 26.7%. You're going to see huge obesity. Furniture went down. Sporting goods went down. Appliances went down. So, you know, these are things to think about when we're kind of slowing down on reopening the country. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.